Ja, bei. Welcome, my friends, to Freedom Law School's Freedom Opportunity, the Freedom Hour, on this December 5th, 2019. This is Payman Motayede. I'm the founder and president of Freedom Law School. And every week you'll hear information about how to restore your freedom, your rights, and how to become prosperous by understanding law and your rights. Because Freedom Law School was founded in 1996 to teach you how to live free now with knowledge, with wisdom of the law, and the proper procedures to assert and defend your rights. Tonight is going to be a short presentation because I have some gifts and specials for you, my friends. It's Christmas season, and so some friends and family members suggested, Payman, why don't you this year, you know, do a Christmas special, something for Freedom Law School students? And you know, folks, I'm not a gimmicky kind of guy. I'm a pretty straight shooter kind of guy. You know, but I thought, well, maybe it's not a bad idea. Why not? Why not, you know, do that? I've never done this before. It's my first time ever, okay? Because I figure if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do something, you know, right and do it good. So I got something I think you all like. I'm going to give every single one of you something, a special gift for free, number one. So you're going to hear that tonight. A freedom something of value to you. Number two, I'm going to give you special, unique opportunities to have you be free and have your favorite friend or family member or co-patron be free at the same time. So here's what it's about, basically, folks. You know what most people want when it comes to the IRS, my favorite topic, exposing how they're full of lies and fraud, they're ripping off the American people, taking advantage of our ignorance of the law, is they want the IRS just to leave them alone. Just leave me alone. I defend myself. I provide for myself and my family. And, you know, America was founded upon that. Freedom and opportunity. Freedom to win, freedom to lose. And you want to succeed. You just want to be left alone to let you succeed in your life. Of course, the people, the communists and socialists who believe that they are in charge of their community and society, they think they know better. They think that you're too stupid to provide for your own health care, your own education, you know, everything they got to provide for you, of course, to fund that. They have to steal your money and then the people in the community redistribute that money to where they think it should go. So you are not that kind of person. You believe in being free, not the communists who want to run everything from D.C. for you. So the number one program Freedom Law School has, which is absolutely unique, is there's nothing like it in America. I'm going to talk about that special offer on that first, because that's what people want, is not only Freedom Law School will educate you, but also provide you all the consultation, all the assistance, and defense, criminal defense against when I put you in jail, I arrest, you know, the defense will provide for you. The lawyers will be paid by Freedom Law School. And any letter writing, any kind of response to IRS harassment, letters, even tax fraud, stuff like that, complicated stuff, summonses, notice deficiencies, collection due process cases, you know, whatever it is, anything and everything, Freedom Law School will do it all for you at a flat annual fixed charge membership fee. And it's called the Royal Freedom Package. And I'm going to show you on the screen now what it looks like, folks. Let's go to my screen. And you see on my screen right now, Freedom Law School's front page. Now, if you go on the front page on the course packages menu, go to Royal Freedom Package. They click on that, and here it comes, the Royal Freedom Package. It is the only peace of mind kind of insurance, peace of mind plan out there that handles everything for you. And the program is right now, as of December of 2019, is only $7,000 for the first year. Okay. But February 20, 2020, it's going to go up to $8,000. Okay. So right now, it's $1,000 less what it will be in just a couple months. Of course, their annual renewals every year is $4,500 for Californians and $4,000 for people in all the other states. But right now, the Royal Freedom Package is only $7,000 for the first year. However, I'm going to go even one step further on that tonight, and I'll give you the Royal Freedom Package. Even at this old price of $7,000, but I'll give you another membership for free. So if you have a family member, a friend, a coworker, a co-patriot, someone you know, who's interested in Freedom Law School's Royal Freedom Package, you can approach them and say, look, we've been talking about this, about Freedom Law School for a while. We both thought Freedom Law School was a great thing, but, you know, we couldn't afford it, you know? We can get out for the first year, which is the harder part of the first year because there's more. We can get over the hump easily. We can split that $7,000, $3,500 you, $3,500 me. You can do that. Or you might do a friend, family member, someone you love, a favor, a big favor, and give them their membership with Royal Freedom Package first year paid for by you. How you want to do it is totally up to you. But we got to get the application and funds to Freedom Law School on or before December 24th. So call Freedom Law School at 813-444-4800 if you're interested in that, so we can help you get that process happen quickly, expeditiously for you, okay? Now, that's number one special. I've never done it before. This is the first time ever. I remember this expires. We got to get the application by and the funds by December 24th, okay, at Freedom Law School. Now, the second offer is with a Simple Freedom Package. Let's go to Simple Freedom Package on my screen. I'll show you guys, okay? Again, Simple Freedom Package is here under Course Packages. The second course package is the Simple Freedom Package. So you open that link in the new tab, and there it is. And a Simple Freedom Package is everything the Royal Freedom Package has, except it doesn't have all the letter writing for IRS responses. Okay, that's the only thing it doesn't have. It has the educational package, unlimited consultation, the preparation, writing letters to congressmen, and the criminal legal defense fund, okay, with the cost fully prepaid to defend you, okay, if necessary, okay? However, the Simple Freedom Package right now is only $4,000 to start and $1,200 per year thereafter. Guess what? February 1st, this is going to go up. It's $4,000 for the first year. To start February 1st, 2020, it'll go to $5,000. By the way, the renewals will go up to $1,500 also. But again, for most people, the first year of the membership is the harder part. The rest is easier. So that's a lower cost option you have available. Again, buy one, get one free. That's a special with the Royal Freedom Package or the Simple Freedom Package. But there is more. We do the same thing also with the Beginner's Freedom Package, the third of our freedom packages, okay? So here it is. We'll open that link in the new tab, the Beginner's Freedom Package. The Beginner's Freedom Package has everything, I said, except it does not have the unlimited consultation and does not have the criminal legal defense fund. It only has the educational material, a practical road to freedom, from oppressive taxation and control level one course. That's a key part of this program, okay? And this material that you send to congressmen to confront them about the violation of the income tax laws and constitution by the IRS, okay? How they're the deep cities ripping off the American people. You know, take political action. At the same time, you lay down your defenses in case someone will come after you. Then you relied on the law. You relied on your congressman not correcting you or disagreeing with you or saying you're wrong because you are right. And you know you're right because you've studied the law with Field Marshal. And you get all this other material also listed here, A through F, further education material, all this stuff. And you get a one-hour consultation with me to go over your situation and prepare you for your future, okay? Make sure your questions are answered, you don't make any obvious mistakes, your concerns are handled, and get you to a good start to be free. It's only $900, folks, the biggest freedom package. BFP is only $900. Well, now it's basically half price. Buy one, get one free for your friend, family member, coworker. Okay? So this is your third special available to you only through December 24th. Okay. Now, I got a little bit more for you. The level one course of Freedom Law School, which is called A Practical Road to Freedom from Oppressive Taxation and Control Level One. That's a centerpiece of everything the Freedom Law School teaches. That's a foundational course that Freedom Law School was started upon in 1994, before there was a Freedom Law School. I taught this course in my living room in Tustin, Orange County, California, to my fellow patriots about basics of law, your rights, freedom, government structure, court procedure, IRS procedure, basics of what to do, what not to do, freedom tactics, strategies, free living, all the stuff that you want to know, need to know, it's in there. And I recorded again in 2002. And guess what? That course is still today updated because the fundamentals do not change. You need the fundamentals, the basics. So let's go to my screen. Again, under course packages, you go down to A Practical Road to Freedom, and you open that link in the new tab, and here is the course. Okay? Descriptions here of each class, of 9 classes in audio, is in there for you, plus 200 pages of paperwork. And it has been for over 20 years. This level one course has been only $300 plus $20 shipping, only $320 total. You can come by in person, pick it up in safe shipping if you want to come to Central Florida. Okay. And guess what? Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Okay. I don't want you to keep this course if it's not everything that you want it to be. If you're not satisfied in any way, return in good shape, and the money will be refunded. $300 will be refunded. Actually, it's basically free rental. Okay, free rental. I want you to take advantage of the free rental for 90 days. By the way, yeah. By the way, this we got 90-day money-back guarantee. 100% unconditional money-back guarantee will be extended. If you need 6 months, call me. I'll give you 6 months. I want you to really see how good, useful this is. This course is going to give you confidence, peace of mind, freedom, road to prosperity. If you're looking for about the law and your rights, the IRS, it's all in there. Okay. Now, again, you can get a level one course and get another one for free. So, how can it be that, folks? You know, and the money back guarantee on the course applies to both of level one courses. Yes, both of you. Both of you, you know, should be happy. If you're not, I'll give you money back. Now, if you want one of you send it back, I'll give you half back, okay, 150. But if you both aren't happy, I give the whole $300 back to you. Not going to be better than that. A fair deal that everybody would be happy. Money back guarantee, free rental, try it out. Now, let me tell you something, folks. I know you've been on the internet reading a lot of books and materials. I mean, some of you have Dave Champion's great book, Income Tax, Shining the Myths. Some of you have Joe Banzer's report on income tax. Very good book. Some of you have read Pete Henningsen's Lost Horizons. Again, another very good book. Now, those are all good books. A lot of people out there have all kind of patriot mythology stuff about UCC, sovereign citizenship, national citizenship, not using zip code on your mail, and get out of Admiralty Oath, red flag, into common law, not be a U.S. citizen, but a national citizen. A lot of stuff is out there, folks. Why not try this? I mean, what do you have to lose? What do you have to lose by trying out this course? Listen to it in your car as you're stuck in traffic. I know most of you drive in the car every day, stuck in traffic for 10 minutes to an hour each way. Use that time to free yourself, folks. That time in traffic is your time for freedom. Isn't that time to just waste time and listen to music or talk radio or something? Make it work for you, okay? That's one of the biggest things you can do for yourself, okay? So take advantage of all this as you drive, check it out. And of course, Freedom Law School has the policy. Whenever you move up to a bigger package, you get credit for what you paid for the smaller course or package. You have the level one course, you want to get the beginner senior package, you get credit for what you paid for a level one course. You want to go from beginner senior package to simple or royal senior package, you get credit for what you paid for the beginner senior package. So it's a no-risk situation for you to be free. Now, remember one more thing, by the way, you should know before I give you all the free gift. The free gift is coming, okay, to every one of you. Okay, let's go to my screen. I'll show you guys one more thing. On the course package, this is probably the best part you should know, is at the bottom, Freedom Opportunity Plan. I covered this 2 weeks ago, but bear repeating, okay? This really is a way to prosper by promoting truth and freedom. Get your plan, your Royal Freedom Package at discounts right now, and start earning $4,000 per referral, okay? So again, the Royal Freedom Package covers everything you see here listed, just about anything under the sun, the IRS or state income tax agency can come after you. It's all covered. All the work will be done for you at no extra charge. No. And then let me tell you something, folks. You guys don't know this, but do you know that tax lawyers charge $300 to $1,000 an hour to do this kind of work, to do tax work? Now, someone who, like me, has over a quarter of a century of experience and knowledge would be at the $1,000 an hour or more range. Really, that's what they charge. You go look, find that, because, you know, experience means something. You know, you're not just a guy coming out of law school, do this for 2-3 years. With experience, you learn so much more. So with the Royal Freedom Package of $4,000 a year, that only covers, that's $500 an hour, let's say, 8 hours of work. That's 1 day's worth of work. 1 day's worth of work of a tax attorney. And here you have everything done for you, all included with the Royal Freedom Package. Everybody wants that. They just don't know such a thing exists. Custodian Law School is the only place in America you get a plan like this. Only place. So, that's for the program. It's for non-filers, but for filers too. If you want to be a filer, want to do it, fine. We'll help everybody. So, remember, the best option for you to go is to get the Royal Freedom Package, and you get a 50% referral right away for referring somebody else. So you and your friend both will get 50% by referring other people to get the Royal Fear Package or the Simple Fear Package as well. Okay? All right. Well, folks, that's it for tonight. Oh, except your free gift. I got to tell you about that. Let's go back to my screen. I want to give you guys the free gift you've been, I promised you, okay? Here we go. Let's go to the free gift I've been talking to you guys about, and that free gift is this, okay? Where we have, oh, here we go. Under education materials, under income tax reward, or eye-opening education, either one of them. Okay, that's fine. Let's go under income tax reward. You all see it, Freedom Law School, $300,000 income tax reward. For 20 years, been around, offering anybody $100,000 if they can show me the law that requires the average American to file and pay the federal income tax. Another $100,000, anybody can show me how you can file a 1040 income tax confession form without giving up your Fifth Amendment right to be silent and not give any information that can be used to put you in prison with. Because they do use it against you. Every time they use that 1040 confession form you fill out with the IRS against you. And third, proof that the 16th Amendment or the income tax amendment to the Constitution was properly ratified. That's the government claims is the authority for the modern income tax. Just show me proof of that. That's it. $300,000, and guess what? Okay? No, and no IRS employee, government lawyer, judge, or deep state character has ever even attempted to claim his reward. Never even attempted it. What does that tell you? And they spy on Paymont, President Freedom Law School, and Freedom Law School all the time. Yes. In fact, I got to say something while we're at it. About 6 months ago, an Irish criminal special agent came to visit me, talked to me for about a half hour, came to my place. We talked. He was sweating beads. He was nervous. I knew more and the case than he did. Because these guys don't know what they're doing, folks. He's looking at Freedom Law School. Why isn't he coming and claim Freedom Law School's income tax reward? Because they know there's no law that requires you, the average American, to file income tax. Okay, so now on the bottom of this page, there are several videos. The last one is very special. That's why I put it at the bottom, the last one. It's called America, Freedom to Fascism. This was produced in 2006 by my friend, late great Aaron Russo. This two-hour documentary explains how the former IRS gun-carrying special agent, whistleblower Joe Bannister, that's Joe Bannister's video speech, resigned from the IRS, exposed income tax and others, with We the People Foundation trying to get the IRS to answer the questions, where's the law requiring the average American to file up income tax, the Federal Reserve fraud, the money system fraud we got, how they're trying to make us all slaves into a cashless society that they can simply turn off. Your bank account with that chip in your hand that has your money in there, right? Let me look at you. All these young people you see down there, they think, oh, my smartphone, I pay bills with my smartphone. What happens when I mess with your account? Your smartphone doesn't work. I have no money. I can't buy groceries. Cash doesn't exist anymore. Everything's online. And my account online has been turned off. But it was very powerful at the top. And you cannot control. They control you. What are you going to do? So this is a documentary that was produced in 2006, folks, 13 years ago. I listened to the DVD of America Freedom Fascism to you for free. You can watch it here for free, but I'll mail the DVD to you. Okay? All you gotta do is you can do it two ways. Make a request. Okay. You can go on the front page of Freedom Law School website. Okay. And when you sign up on the right hand side for the free information package, okay. Okay, as you fill out the information, make a note and the page will come up that I want the DVD. It'll ask you if you want anything else. Say, I want the DVD of America, Freedom to Fascism, and we'll mail it to you. Or call Freedom Law School, folks. Freedom Law School contact page is at the bottom of every page on the contact us, right? You click on that if you forget. Here it is, our phone number and address is all there, 813-444-4800. 9 to 6, okay, Monday to Friday, Eastern time zone, Florida. And requested, we'll mail it to you at no charge. In fact, I'll go one step further. I will not mail you one. I will mail you, if you request it, up to 5 American Freedom of Fashion DVDs. And no charge to you. Shipping paid by Freedom Law School. So now you can give that as a gift to your friends and family members in Christmas. So, if you want to do that, do it right away. So you can ship it out to you right away in time to include it with your gifts to your friends and family members. Okay? All right, now we're going to get your questions now every night, folks, every Freedom Hour. I also answer your questions about freedom issues you have with the IRS, state income tax agencies, police, bureaucrats of any kind. If they're harassing you, want to get rights, freedom, your money away, I want to help you understand the law and your rights to live free. So the call number to ask questions is area code 657-383-1755. The number is 657-383-1755. And that's Blog Talk Radio, folks. And when you call, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask for your name and phone number. So be prepared to give that. And then what will happen is what you give your phone number, we're going to answer your question for you. Now, before I get to that, I'm going to get some of your comments on YouTube. Any questions you have on YouTube? And Zeke asked, are you taking questions? Yes, I am, Zeke. I am taking your questions, my friend. No problem. Angel says, I'm wondering if I can get off the mailing list since I get my checks through the mail. I'm not sure what you mean by that. Let me read your question. If I can get off the mailing list since I get my checks through the mail. What mailing list are you talking about? I'm not sure what you mean. The IRS? No. You cannot tell them to stop mailing you. They'll always mail you something. Okay. Sam is talking about some billions in commerce. Never heard of them. Okay. I don't know who they are. But sounds to me, Sam, brilliance in commerce is one of those patron mythology, the UCC on commerce law, supreme law, and everything IRS does is commerce, bankruptcy, United States in 1933, HR 192. Look, all that is baseless legal theories. Baseless. It's just because somebody claims a theory doesn't mean make it so. Okay? It doesn't work. That stuff doesn't work. Can you provide me proof that stuff works? I'll do it. But show me proof that this stuff works. Okay? Like, for example, Freedom Law School. Let me show you. You know, this might be by something works. Look at Freedom Law School under our victories. His Freedom Law School victories and IRS victories. That's how Freedom Law School does works. I've been at this since 1994, a quarter of a century, folks. Okay? His IRS victories. I beat the IRS. IRS came after me for $700,000 and I beat them. Okay? This is documented. Like, it's not me. You click on it, you can see it for yourself. Here's our students, Freedom Law School, have beaten the IRS many, many times. Stop, liens, levies, these are documented. That you see paperwork in there. This isn't some fancy theory somebody claims to be so. You know, it's baseless, like this commerce stuff, my friend. Okay? All right, let's go to Eric says, Peter Harrison is sitting in prison. Wouldn't need to read this book or practice his method. I don't know. When did he go to prison? He wasn't charged. I talked a few months ago. You know, he's not in prison. He was in prison before. And let me tell you something. Even if someone was in prison, so what? They make mistakes. You think the founding fathers were not in prison? George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Patrick Henry? They were considered terrorists at the time. Julian Assange, who exposed the criminality of the U.S. government in war in Iraq, murdering innocent people from helicopter, all kinds of stuff. He's languishing in jail and being tortured in England on behalf of the U.S. government. He's a courageous man. You would condemn him because Julian Assange is in prison now? Edward Snowden, who exposed the NSA, is keeping all information about us in complete violation of our Fourth Amendment right to be secure in our papers and records. And you'd condemn him because he's out there hiding because he comes to America, they're going to put him in jail, in prison. So I don't, just because someone maybe have gone to prison too, that doesn't mean anything by itself. Okay, because you have a corrupt criminal U.S. government and you know it. Okay? Okay. Let's see. We have another comment by, Samuel. Okay. Eric Wayne is a big promoter of Dave Champion. Is the best book. Is everything else a distraction? Well, I don't know. Well, is Freedom Law School a distraction too? You decide. But look, none of us has all the answers. None of us is perfect. I don't have all the answers. The Urbanship is some things was better than me. Bill Clinton was better than me certain things. Okay, Dave Champion is better than me certain things. So is Pete Henningsen. Okay, but I'm better than them in other areas. So let's kind of stop this try. This ego trip that they're around, that I know it all. You know, none of us knows it all. As far as the fundamentals, I think Dave Champion and Pete Henningsen know more than me. That's what they've done the best. Research, written books about it. Me, never did a book. What I'm best at is how to actually beat them in practice. That's a whole different area of expertise. So that's what we're all different. Let's not put anybody down. Let's try to work together. We got to work together, folks, to be free. Okay, let's see what other questions you got. Erica, let's see, a lot of comments in there. Eric has a lot of comments about W4 for foreigners. Yes, of course it's for foreigners, Michael. You're right. Zeke asks, how would you suggest doing the company will not comply with your request to stop withholding and reporting? They are using a third-party payroll company. Well, Zeke, that's a good question. If I could give you a simple answer on this, I would. But the problem is the bureaucracy of your company. You got to go up the ladder, okay, to higher level, eventually, hopefully, get to a legal counsel, okay? And that, as a Royal Fair Package member, I would help you with that whole thing throughout, okay? That's one of the things that the program comes with, unlimited consultation, things like that. But there's no one-size-fits-all. Some people deal with the companies and it goes through right away, no problem. Start with holding from your paycheck. Some people go up the level and they still have to have no success. Some people take them a while to get there. There's no one quick answer I wish I could give you. Okay? Let's see. What other questions do we have? Angel says, that he heard me say on the broadcast that if the IRS doesn't have your address, then they won't have a way to get a hold of you, so they can't mail you or be able to take you to court. I said the opposite. Gosh. People, rewind this stuff if you don't get it. If the IRS sends a letter to you and to the last address they have of you, you don't get it, too bad, tough luck. You lose your chance to challenge the tax. You must let the IRS know what the address is when you move, and you must keep a record of it. Send it by certified mail, first class, and keep proof of that certified mailing in your files in a safe place. So in case the seller has the wrong address, you show them, hey, I got the proof. You had my right address, you sent the wrong address. I don't like it. I hate it. Why should you have to come out of high school and tell mommy, daddy, Irish where you live in the free country? But that's the way they, unfortunately, the courts have allowed the Irish to make the law on their own, that you have to tell them where you are. So no, do let them know where the address is. It doesn't have to be your home. It could be a P.O. box. It could be a private mailbox or someplace. It does not have to be your home. Just an address that you get the mail. Okay, let's see now. Let's see. Trading Spoons says his mom is looking to retire and looking to get a pension of your father. Good past being 06. Okay. They would only be able to give a partial amount. Would you be able to help with that? Maybe, maybe not. I'm not a magician. Okay. I wish I was. Under the contract of the pension, the terms of it say she gets a certain amount. And she just got to make sure she gets that proper amount. Some contracts say she gets 100% of spouse. Some say 50%. So, you know, you just got to read the contract and follow it. She as well as the company. So it's nothing that complex. Yeah, I can help with that probably. Just read it. Let's see. I think that's okay. Eric, it mentions brilliance in commerce. Again, Eric, my friend, listen, I'll check it out just because you brought it up. I'll look at anything. You know, I like to look at different things because you never know. In fact, I learn different stuff from other people all the time. If someone tells me something interesting, and I'll look at it. If it's not patron mythology, I can obviously tell it's not garbage. It looks like interesting. I print it out. When I get a chance, I'll look at it a little bit. It may be good. Then I go read it some more. So I do it through the filtering process, and I learn from other people good stuff. I was just reading something from somebody else about 4 USC 472, I think it is, said that says that all offices of the federal government must be in Washington, D.C., unless expressly provided otherwise in law. I think it's 4 USC 472. Somebody emailed that to me, and I said, this is interesting. I printed out, I started reading it. Looks interesting. I like it. I'll continue reading it. So I'm not against other people giving information or being right. I want to learn from other people who are right, but I'm not going to go with the next thing that the next guy says just because somebody says it. So brilliance in commerce doesn't sound kosher to me from the get-go. Okay? All right, let's see. David says, this is my first time watching. Well, thank you. And he's from Minnesota and got a DUI and haven't been convicted yet. Commissioner of Public Safety took his driver's license. Is this legal? Yes, it is legal, my friend. Look, it's legal because imagine somebody drunk on the highway, stone drunk, behind this machine of steel, could kill people. Well, that's not safe. You want to go drinking? Look, go drink in your home. In fact, I believe in legalization of drugs completely. Go smoke pot, as far as I'm concerned. Heroin, coke in your home. Whatever you want to do, it's your business. You might hurt your body. You might not. It's up to you. Okay? But don't go get behind a wheel. Okay, because you'd be endangering the public. So, yeah, someone who's actually drunk should not be getting behind the wheel. Go in your home, get drunk off your butt all you want. So they can't do that. Now, you got to challenge it, and I would suggest that you get a good local lawyer. And next time, if you want to be out someplace having a drink, have someone be a designated driver who's not going to drink more than one drink at most. Okay? At most, one drink, okay, and then you'll be fine. So, no, your case is just simple, in my opinion, okay? And, you were in a passenger seat, you said. Funny thing, you were in a passenger seat with the keys in your pocket. Well, I don't see how you could be guilty. You were not in the driver's seat. Doesn't matter, keys was in your pocket. You're a passenger. The driver took the key, gave it to you, and you put it in your pocket. I don't see why they should have taken your license away. Okay? So that's a bunch of nonsense they're doing to you. Okay? So, yeah, I may be able to help you with that a little bit, give you some tips about it, my friend. But that, I would need a private one-on-one thing. But no, what they did to you is wrong. You were not the driver. You were not drunk behind the wheel. Okay? You were in a car, but you're not drunk behind the wheel. So they could not and should not have taken your driver's license away, period. You should fight it. Okay. All right. All right, folks, let's see. Any questions? We got David back there. I believe they're calling him one more time. If you have questions live, you can call area code 657-383-1755. And I'll be happy to answer questions. Otherwise, folks, I'll say good night to you. Wish you a Merry Christmas. I'll be back next week with some educational material once again that you'll enjoy and learn and hopefully benefit from as well, my friend. You have any questions, Dave, back there? Okay. I give the number one more time. Area code 657-383-1755. Go write me on a piece of paper the numbers, area code, the person, please. Dave, so I know who to call. Okay. Okay, looks like we have one caller with a question. From area code 631. Okay. Call from area code 631. You are live on Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. Go ahead and give me your first name, my friend. Call from area code 631.
Hello, Pema. My name is Michael.
Yes, Michael. How may I assist you, my friend?
Hi, Pema. Thank you very much for taking my call. I'm one of your Beginner Freedom Package members, and I'm curious about SFR. What does that mean? And does that mean that the IRS is filing a return for you when you don't file one?
That's yes. The answer basically is yes. It's a substitute for return. If you don't file what the IRS claims, you need to file a 1040 income tax confession form. They file a substitute instead of the one that they believe you should have filed. They file one for you. That's what that is.
What information are they basing that on if you're not giving them a return?
Typically, third parties that falsely, erroneously tell the IRS that the monies they paid you was taxable income on a W-2 IRS form or a 1099 form. That's the main way. They also can get your bank records, also your stock transactions, real estate closings, any third-party reporting to the IRS that they claim to have paid you taxable income. That's the basis of what they come up after you with.
Thank you very much, Paymon.
You're welcome, Michael. All right. Can we have also a caller from area code 601? Call from area code 601. You are live on Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. What is your first name, my friend, from area code 601?
Yes, first name is Eric.
With a C or a K?
C.
Very good, Eric. And how may I assist you?
We spoke 2 weeks ago on your last broadcast, and I was asking you a question about becoming taking advantage of the commission and becoming a Royal Freedom Package member. And I spoke to you about working for, without calling any names, the company I work for is sort of a corporate America type position in regards to going through the process of getting my letters to the congressman and eventually getting to the point where my employer would stop withholding taxes. And I was following back up on that, on what your thoughts were, dig a little deeper about the success if I became a Royal Freedom member on making, being successful in overcoming that, because I'm not in a position to leave that job by any means. So just wanted your thoughts on that.
You know, I would love to give you a guarantee, my friend, but I don't believe in deception. I gotta be truthful to you. I cannot give you any guarantee that for sure you can get that company you work for to stop withholding from your you know, paycheck. What I can tell you, 99% or you'll work, but I might give you 100%. That's the best honest answer I can give you. Does that help?
Okay. Yes. I'll probably just try to call back personally offline on another given day, maybe. Just dig a little bit deeper on that. And then also one other question. And I've been listening to you live on Thursdays for probably most half the year. And I know you're a busy man, very, very busy man. Your team is busy. When do you feel like there's going to be a more up-to-date example, perhaps, that you could post online or you could share with us as a group, that's something that's like super current that you help someone this part of your Royal Freedom Package? And I'm not looking for names or anything, but just something that we can see that's super current.
It's a good question. What up? One of the aspects of the IRS, which is important for you to know, and I've talked about it before, is IRS has fallen apart of its own weight. And so one of the things I've noticed for the last, especially 10 years, is that the IRS is coming after less and less and less people, one. So the IRS is not coming after as many people. So less cases compared to 10 years ago, for example, 15 years ago. So there's not as many cases to go through. Number two, the deep state is getting desperate. So what I've noticed is that the courts are getting even more protective than the IRS. You know, procedurally speaking, they let the IRS get away with this and get away with that. So the percentage of successes that we had, which I would say probably peaked about, 10,000, 10, 12, a lot of those in that time period, because we made some early mistakes in the early 2000 years. Then, late 2007, I changed strategies, some of the stuff that works better. And also the collection due process was a new law, and the courts initially were upholding it pretty good. But as time went on, they start whittling away and cutting corners. You can't do that. You're not entitled to this. IRS doesn't have to give you that. So they made it harder. So number of victories percentage has gotten less. I mean, that's just a fact. But as far as putting them up there, that's a good question. I do have some victories to post, but I just haven't had the time because there's so much other stuff I gotta do. Let me tell you, for example, one of the things I want to do. One is that a project I want to do is to help people stop the Social Security income tax withholding. You saw one of my presentations recently, Eric, on how the whole thing is a fraud. And guess what? Based upon that, you could sit down. I give you all the relevant code sections and write a letter to your employer to stop withholding Social Security from your paycheck. All right there. Write a letter yourself, like the other one. Print out, attach all the copies of the laws to your senators and your House of Representatives member that follow up with your employer to stop withholding. Well, but guess what? To do that, it takes time. You don't want to have time to do it. It takes your time to sit down hours and hours and days, and so is mine. And another thing is that with Freedom Law School, is my friend, is this. I could charge a lot more for our program, but I don't. Why? Because I want to allow more people to join our program, because it's not a money-making thing. Freedom Law School is a freedom thing. So as a result, I cannot get enough. I cannot get help to help me with this stuff. Intelligent help, not just anybody off the street. To do this kind of work, it takes someone with intelligence and high levels of reading and comprehension. okay?
Right.
And a good attitude, easygoing, those things are nice. So it's hard to find someone like that. I mean, there's not that many Dave Valentins out there, Sean O'Connors and Larry Beecrafts out there that really know this stuff and can do that. So one of the things I'm wanting to get some more raising funds to give the contract out with other intelligent people to get this work done. But that's more than important, to put out that information out there on how to stop Social Security withholding than putting about field law school's victories. Because bottom line is, folks, look, I cannot guarantee to be a winner every time, Eric. That would be, you know, deceiving of me to do that. I'm not going to do that. I cannot win every time. I cannot guarantee that. Okay? But this is about us all working together to restore freedom from all of America anyhow.
Right.
Down the process,
yeah,
is it can help you save money for your family, which you're entitled to, even better. But I can't guarantee that.
Right,
you know?
Right. And I'm right. And I mean, yes, important to me, but I also have a daughter, 24, just married, have a son,
mm-hmm,
freshman in college. It's for them. And that's, you know, I'm not saying it's too late for me, but
mm-hmm,
that's where my end goal is. What you mentioned about, you know, the deterioration of the IRS, and I said my last question was earlier, but I got one more. What,
mm-hmm,
sort of an open-ended question, and it's just, I guess, your opinion or how you feel and see things are going with our current leadership in the president's office, and potentially, you know, Donald Trump getting back in office again in 2020. Do,
mm-hmm,
you see or have you witnessed any, not promises, but statements or anything coming from him as our president to address this issue with the IRS as you see things dwindling? Do you think that it's going to get, get it to the higher levels when they get into our courts? And I mean, our courts, but into the Senate and the House and even with our president for these things like this to get addressed?
Personally, I don't. What I see happening more, the good news is, the American people are realizing there is such a thing as a deep state. I mean, this whole,
mm-hmm,
income tax withholding started over 7 years ago in 1940s by the deep state.
Mm-hmm.
They've been around for a long,
yeah,
time scamming the American people. And American people have,
right,
no idea.
Right.
So that's great that they realize there is a deep state. Now they need to see,
right,
how much deeper the rabbit hole goes, and that's where freedom law comes in, and that's where you come in to expose that, Eric, to your friends and coworkers and family members.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is that people are seeing that the mainstream media are not simple news reporting agencies. They are propaganda organs with the agenda of their owners, who are socialists,
yep,
communists, banksters, big corporations,
yep,
that might reduce American people to slaves, dumb,
absolutely,
ignorant slaves, to pay you less and make more profits for themselves. So people are,
right,
recognizing that. So,
yeah,
that in combination with the whole system not working, people not filing income tax, you know. Look, my plan is to keep the renewals of Freedom Law School membership not going up. If it wasn't for the fact that IRS does not harass people like they used to, I would have raised,
mm-hmm,
the renewal of a Royal After Tax membership already because of inflation adjustments. Okay?
Mm.
But I'm not doing that because IRS is backing off. We're like, gee, people join and they say, I want the IRS to leave me alone. Okay, great, and I guarantee it, but it's happening. They're leaving more of my members alone. So I don't have as many fights, as many victories. But I do have some,
mm-hmm,
and I will put them up as soon as I can for you, my friend. But let me suggest this, Eric. If you have a 24-year-old child, you're no youngster, okay? Obviously, have a good corporate job that pays,
yeah,
decent. I can address,
yeah,
your concerns, my friend, in a private one-on-one consultation much better. You know, so,
right,
let me suggest that,
right,
you do that in the paid one-hour consultation, and you can have your children on the phone if you want to. Let me get into specifics of what you're concerned about a lot deeper and better for you. than I can do here on this public forum.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I appreciate your time again tonight, and thanks for all you do.
You're welcome. My pleasure, Eric. Thank you for asking.
Thank you.
We have another caller from area code 502 caller. You're live. I'll feel muscles PM hour. What is your first name?
Hello, Pamela. My name is Amador.
Amador, you sound familiar, my friend. Have you
yes,
called
sir,
the PM hour
I'm
before?
To remember. It's been a while. Back in 2007, you helped me fight the IRS. We won. I get my garnished wages back. And you're right, the IRS left me alone for that period of time until recently. I started getting letters again from the IRS. Nothing, just the typical, you know, standard printed, non-signed IRS letters from the state. But surprisingly, the city, they've sent me a letter and asking for me to pay an income tax. Not all cities do have an income tax revenue collection agency, but this one I live in now does. And last time this happened, you told me to go ahead and pay it. It's not worth the fight. In the grand scheme of things, it's not a very big amount, but it's more the principal. My question is, do you feel the same way that even at a local city level, if they ask for an income tax to be paid, to go ahead and just pay it?
It's, as I said before, Amador, it's always a call you got to make. City taxes, income taxes tend to be small. You pay them, not pay them. You don't have to pay them if you don't want to. They may not come after you. Then again, you want to put it behind your mind, you can pay them if you want to. So it's your call. So by the way, Eric, yes, Amador is actually in one of our actual victories you see on our website. Has been with us for a few years. So he's calling. So Amador, I thought it was you, but I wasn't sure. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
thank you for remembering me. It's been a very long time. So thank you for all you've done.
You're welcome.
What
if you're going to rejoin Amador, the time to do it is now, my friend.
Absolutely.
Any other questions in mind, Amador?
That's it for now. I'm going to call the office tomorrow and just catch up with your staff there and see about getting Rhea back as a student, Royal Freedom Package member again. So I look forward to speaking with you soon again.
You're welcome. Bob, Eric, something I was going to say about you. Your situation is perfect for getting a Royal Freedom Package for yourself and one of your children at no extra charge. So that's why I did this program. I want people to have the family member join in this stuff together. Remember, your spouse is included. You're married, your wife or husband is included at no extra charge. But I want you to bring your brother, your sister, your uncle, your nephew, niece, cousin. You know, let them know about this stuff too. Your adult children, get them involved in stuff, folks. People don't talk to their family members about these things. Why? I know some of them are not open-minded, but look, give them a chance, an opportunity to be free. If they don't want to take it, that's their problem. Okay? All right, Amador, thank you for calling, my friend. It was great to hear from you. Do you have any more questions back there? David, with anybody with questions? Let me go to the call number is 657-383-1755. Let me see if there's any more YouTube comments or questions I can answer. Okay. All right. We have another caller from area code 502, looks like, right? Okay. All right. Another call from area code 502. Go ahead and announce your first name, my friend. Call from 502, another caller. Are you there? Okay, let's go to 704, area code 704 caller. You're live, my friend. What is your first name?
Yes. Okay,
let's go to 704, area code 704 caller.
Yes.
You're alive, my friend. What is your first name?
Lorraine.
Spell your name, please.
Yes. Yes. Lorraine.
Okay. Would you please turn down your speakerphone so that we don't have an echo hearing me back on your end. So go to turn the volume down. Okay. So go ahead. What's your question, my friend? Take your phone off the speakerphone, Lorraine. So Lorraine,
yes, was,
so that we don't have an echo. No speakerphone.
I was saying IRS and okay. Gina, cut that computer off. Go in the front. I had to get my granddaughter out of here so I can hear it, so it won't interfere with what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Lorraine.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Yes, what's your question?
The question I have is I've been paying IRS $180 a month, and they claim I owe them back from 2013.
Okay. How much they claim you owe them?
And I had receipts for that, but I had to have time to find them. I found some of them, but. It's less than $4,000.
Okay. So what's your question now?
The last receipt that I had, it was $1,600 that
okay.
I still owe them.
Okay. So what's your question?
And last month I didn't get a printout, you know, the printout they send you to send in with your payment. I didn't receive that printout.
Okay. So what's your question?
So I didn't mail November payment. My question is, should I still pay them even though they don't send the printout?
Since you owe them such a small amount, only about $1,600, you'd be paying them since 2013 for 6 years, $180 a month, and now you have only, you know, maybe about 9 months left. I would just get it done, you know. You know, get it over, whatever it is. You may be able to do a refund claim and refund loss to get your money back with interest from the IRS, possibly. But, yeah, I would at this point, I would pay it to get over and maybe even get the money back. Because once you pay it in full, you can make a refund claim and lawsuit and get your money back. Okay?
Okay, I had got your first booklet, and I read through it, and I see that you got a Christmas special going on. Do you have a Christmas special going on?
Yes, I announced it a little bit in this presentation. It'll be on YouTube, so I'm not going to repeat the whole thing. So you can later on tomorrow watch it on YouTube and listen to that, right? Which I, you get some things for free, and I got, you know, buy one, get one free, you know, level one course, and the freedom packages that Freedom Law School has.
Okay.
Any other questions, Lorraine?
Okay, thank you. Do I have to call in for that package, whichever one I choose?
It's better if you call
us. Yes,
and let us know what you're getting.
Yes, I have to call in for the package. After I choose.
Yeah, call it in, yeah, so we can, yeah, make sure that we have your paperwork properly filled out, everything, yes. It's a good idea to do that. You don't have to, but it's better if you do it. But listen to this Freedom Hour. It'll be available on YouTube tomorrow.
Okay,
to
one
refresh.
More question. If I need help,
Yes?
if I need help with the package, can I call back and get help?
Yes. Okay. All right. Do you have any more questions back there? Do you have any other callers, David? No?
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, Lorraine. Thank you very much for asking your questions. Okay. Let me see if I have any other questions, comments on on YouTube. Just some good conversation from Eric. You look like you're a well-read man, my friend. You talk a lot about different IRS code sections and all that. That's good. Okay? So, anyhow. But a W-4 withholding for Eric and everybody else. You know, you don't want to just put 9 or exempt on the W-4 by itself. The reason you don't want to do that, the reason you want to write your congressman first is because if you that 1 in a million guy, literally, 1 in a million who does that, and I take it to criminal tax trial when I put you in jail, they will use that in large print before the jury, that W-4 form you filled out, to show that as your active evasion to evading the so-called automatic withholding that everybody else goes through, most employees go through. So you need to have a foundation of why you did that of law that you get to show to the jury. You will not get to be able to show the jury, Eric, the law. You will not be allowed to, very likely, by the judge. Show the judge, the jury, the law, because you didn't make a paper record of it. Okay, the judge will say, oh, just talk from top of your head. What? All this code section on top of my head? And can I show the laws to the jury? Oh, no. Oh, no. The government object, Your Honor. You know that, Judge. You are the only source of law. They only see a law from you, Judge. This guy is trying to confuse the jury. Well, now the jury should not ever see the law that he claims to be relying upon. The law should come only from you, Judge. That's how it's done. So the only way to make sure the jury gets to see the law and read the law like you are, Eric, is by having a record of you reading the law, relying on the law, even taking the extra action of taking political action, Eric, by writing your congressman, all three of them. And then going to your employer. And you get to tell the whole story. And it's attached to W-4, all the laws, physically printed out as part of the W-4 if you do it that way. And your W-4 refers to it. Why? Because that crooked criminal U.S. attorney, Eric, will not let you show that law to the jury, my friend. Got it? It's critical that you get this information to your friends in Pete Henderson community or Dave Champion, other people that say all this stuff, because they don't understand this, how crooked and criminal the federal justice system has become. They will not let the jury see the law unless you print it out, attach your W-4 form, okay? All right, so hope that helps you with that. Why I say that. All right. By the way, someone as Janan asked, do you have any payment plan for any of our programs? Yes. We have a payment program for all of our programs. The level one course is $300 plus $20 shipping if you have to have it mailed to you, which most people do. You put $100 down. And make payment on the rest. So you can do that with this level one, this offer also. You can spend $100 and get 2 level one courses and make payment on the rest. Beginner Streamer package, same thing. You can spend $300, make payment on the rest. Simple Fear package right now is $4,000 for the first year. And one third of that is $1,350. You can send that in, make payment on the rest. Buy one, get one free still. And the Royal Fear package, which is $7,000, that's the one you can even pay less than a third, only $2,000. And then you get one Royal Fear package, another one for free, and you get to make payment on the rest. So that's always been the plan, because money is not the main issue. Now, you're not going to get a whole program of the simple or Royal Fear package benefits unless it's paid in full. As you're paying more into it, you get more features of the program that you earned, you'll get it. But you get started, and the sooner you can pay it off, the better. And you want to do it sooner, by the way, Janan, okay? Because otherwise, if you make the payment plan and IRS comes after you with a bunch of numbers that claim you owe them, they throw numbers at you, that'd be an extra charge because you were not a full-fledged member. So we had a guy that was recently joined, and he was going to make a payment plan in a few months. He called after a few weeks and said, you know what, I think I'm going to pay it all right now. I don't want to wait. I'm going to pay it all right now. You know, in case something comes up, I want to be covered. He did. And I'm not kidding you. Literally like 2-3 days later after he joined, state sent him a letter proposing a tax. And he's covered. Because he paid in full before the state came after him with tax numbers. But had he stayed with his original payment plan, he would not have been covered. That would have been an extra charge. Folks, you got it. The program is designed, people come in when you're clean. You can't come to me sick, expect you to have no extra charge. I mean, you've heard of anybody have get a car insurance and get the car accident they had a week ago, a month ago, being covered with car insurance? I've heard of someone having heart attack and cancer, and then after they get health insurance, get covered for it. Of course not. This is really ridiculous. Fear Mosca program is in that same kind of concept that we all be under program clean before something comes up. Then amongst all these people, you know, 1, 2, 3 people come under attack. All these other people are being left alone. And these ones being left alone are paying for those few who are coming under attack. So, yes, I will allow for payments, but just know that you want to make your payments as short as possible for your benefit. I have people sometimes when they pay on, I borrowed it to get the peace of mind that I wanted, that I don't want any IRS. It should be extra charge. And I'm going to pay those guys back, you know. That's your call. You can do that if you want to. So hope that answers your question, Janet. And Joseph is thanking me for giving you the red pill. Joseph, it's my pleasure, my friend, to give you guys the red pill. That's what I love doing, giving you guys the truth. I hope you share the red pill with others, okay? I think that's about it as far as questions, folks. Any other questions, David, got back there?
No.
All right. Thank you very much, folks, for meeting with me. Remember, you have any questions about all this? Coffee with Law School from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time Zone, 813-444-4800. You've got to sign up for our free freedom education package. Go to livefreenow.org, sign up for that. And with that, folks, I'll bid you all good night. Thank you for listening and watching.